Balding men used to be able to blame their mothers for the genes that led to their hair loss, but new research published overnight points the finger at their fathers. The finding could lead to new treatments, not only for baldness, but for the other serious health conditions that come with hair loss. Lisa Miller reports.
Millions suffer from it, billions are spent trying to stop it, and yet baldness continues to defy the best efforts of scientists around the world. 3 years ago, the first hair loss gene was identified on the X chromosome, suggesting baldness was passed down through the mother's side of the family. But now a team of German and Queensland researchers has discovered a new gene that can be inherited from both the mother and the father. 300 balding men were part of the study. Discovery could lead to new treatments. Dr. Roland Cruz from the University of Dusseldorf told the BBC it's not just about vanity.
It's a cosmetic problem, but a severe cosmetic problem for a lot of people, because it's obvious to everyone if someone loses his hair. On the other hand, it is known that the male pattern baldness is associated with forms of heart disease, a higher risk for getting heart attacks, also has clinical significance in medicine.
Some of the work on baldness has occurred while scientists have been studying other diseases like heart disease and hypertension and insulin resistance in women. And while women do go bald, it affects around 40% of men. These results, published in the journal Nature Genetics, reveal that more than one gene is involved in hair loss and explains why there might be similar features between a balding father and his son. Another study published over the weekend shows that two genetic variants together increase the risk of male baldness sevenfold. Both studies have put the scientific world a step closer to a genetic test for male pattern baldness. Men will be able to find out if they're destined to lose their hair. But the scientists aren't offering them any comfort. They're still a long way off from finding a cure.
Lisa Miller with that report.